Thoughts on Amos. Amos chapter 6, verses 8 to 11. Jacob's pride smashed. Not my words, they are my words, of course, but they're God's words. Is it not a staggering thing? Amos chapter 6, verse 8 to 11. We've seen that Israel was complacent. We have seen that God has confronted Israel and condemned Israel and given the most severe and dramatic warnings to Israel. And yet we have verse 8. The sovereign Lord has sworn by himself. Now there's a great solemn entrance into a text. The Lord, my God Almighty, declares. You get it very strongly here. Now look at what God says. I abhor the pride of Jacob's pride, and detest his fortresses, and I will deliver up the city and everything in it, and so on and so on. And it goes on in that way, that God will bring them down. Verse 11, for the Lord has given the command, and he will smash the great house into pieces. Smash, I say. Jacob's pride smashed, and the small house into bits. We have a picture here then of Israel. Complacent, smug, self-confident. God's going to condemn us. We've got our fortresses. God says, I detest his fortresses. We've got our strong towers. We've got our forts. We've got our keeps. We've got our strongholds. We can resist. We can stand. We can take it if the Assyrians come, whoever comes. And God says, I'm going to smash it to smithereens. The sovereign Lord says, the Lord God Almighty says, I will do it. I. If anyone says differently, I tell you, I am going to bring it down. Then if 10 men are left in one house, they too will die. And if a relative who is to burn the bodies comes to carry them out of the house and ask anyone still, is anyone still hiding there? Is anyone with you? And he says, no. Then he will say, hush, we must not mention the name of the Lord. Desolation is on the road. God says, I abhor this pride. I detest it, and I will deliver you. There is no escape. Deliver you into judgment, not deliver you from judgment, but into judgment. There is no exception. Everything in it will be delivered up and broken down and smashed into bits and pieces. Well, my friend, 1 Corinthians 10. These things, says the apostle, not just particularly these things, but all the Old Covenant, all the Old Testament, these things are written for our learning. And whatever is going on in the evangelical world, if there's any trace of smugness, any sense that we can manage, that we're coping, and that we've got self-confidence and things are booming, it can all be smashed to smithereens in a very short time. We're dealing with God, my friend, and God is dealing with us. We don't have the ability to run away from God. Well, we can try, but we can't escape. Adam couldn't get away in the garden, nor can we. The men couldn't escape in the flood, nor can we. And we can't escape his judgment now, nor can we escape the return of Christ. This is a warning to us as evangelicals, as believers. Beware of smug, pride, self-confidence, complacency. It can be smashed. And of course, it's a word to the unbeliever. Don't presume upon God's mercy. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And that means now, my friend, the future is not in your hand. Trust the Lord. Trust Christ. Call upon him now. May God's word, solemn though it may be, may it strike us and bring us to a happy place where we turn back to the Lord our God.